Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Blanton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cy Blanton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickshot moves to second. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley misplays the ball. That's an error on Handley. Gallen moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Herman moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Handley catches it and throws to second with Vaughn covering, to double up Herman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and he is out, Vaughn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-1 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanton hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a line drive towards first. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Wehner moves to third. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Wehner scores. It's 2 to nothing, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. Soor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French bunts towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brubaker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wainer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 3 in the game. Soor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta. Soor reaches second base with a double. Dickshott scores. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Brubaker reaches second base with a double. Soor scores. It's 5 to nothing, Pirates. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Handley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Larry French. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clay Bryant now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanton hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins strikes out. Todd drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Collins out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.